Those of you like Eliana who have generously taken the time to study my first two books will know that I have a very soft place in my heart for yerberos, people who study herbs and plants for traditional healing. And when I was in Cuba, I got to meet this wonderful gentleman behind the counter, and he was missing half an ear, and he had a limp, and he had a perpetual cough, and there he was dispensing these herbs and telling me that he hadn't seen a doctor in 25 years. He looked like he was at death's door, all right? And so I tried, and I tried to get some of that into the poem. The poem ended up a completely different kind of poem, but anyway, that's the picture that I have of him. At first, he was a little wary, but I said, well, you know, I'm perfectly willing to stand here until you have the time to talk to me. Well, by the end, he was checking my spelling, and I would be writing, and he'd say, no, 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 you know. And then he said, don't you want to take my picture? And so I said, well, sure. And I have this wonderful picture. He looks like Miss America. He picked up this big batch of flowers like this, and he's smiling. So he's someone that I'll always remember. Don Jaime. Lame, only 1 1/2 ears, raspy cough. But down the road he shuffles in the silent dawn, his grandson dragging a large basket for gathering cures growing wild on the monte outside Havana. Cures tasting of bark and root, salvia, verbena, botón de oro. Flowers yellow as canaries, boiled into hot perfume, irresistible as honey, dizzying butterflies that doze on the baskets and bodies of healers, harvests of faith by calloused hands that rest in the rustle of leaves. Hand us ancient teas, pale green steam, which, if inhaled with closed eyes, makes us wonder where we've been.